editors are Nell Abram and Randy Zimmerman. Our DC editor is Mitch Jeserich. Technical producers are Jade Padgett-Seekins, Lindsay Benedict, Pauline Bartolone and Mick Million. FSRN is a worker-run collective. For more information, you can visit our website at www.fsrn.org. I'm Deepa Fernandes.
And this is radio station WUSB in Stony Brook, New York, where the time is 5:59 and about 50 seconds, and legally we can't start the show until 6 o'clock, so we have to babble for a few minutes. Yeah, it's Tuesday night. Bill, what date is it?
Today's the 13th April. Of April.
Thank you very much. Bill's our official date person.
Yes.
Whenever you have a question about the date, Bill is here to answer. it's 6 o'clock.
And
it's
the time.
Time for the show. Off the wall. What?
We have 6 seconds.
Well, this clock says it's 6 o'clock.
That one's not right.
And that one says it's 20 seconds after 6 o'clock.
All right, it's 6 o'clock.
Do I have to call the time lady? I don't think I can call the time lady. Ah, there's our theme. It's 6 o'clock, time for Off the Wall, the special fundraising edition. So,
it's 2200 UTC.
There you go. Just discussing whether or not that really is UTC.
Oh, it is.
Which stands for Coordinated Universal Time. I'm not sure why it's UTC then. Shouldn't it be CUT?
Right. And then there's also GMT.
Greenwich Mean Time.
Right.
But is Greenwich Mean Time always the same as Coordinated Universal Time, UTC? Rob is in
Rob
here. He knows all the answers to this. Okay.
It's UTC.
We have time experts.
Because it's sort of an...
Don't tell me it's the French. Don't tell me it's the
French.
It
was the French.
Oh, it's always the French.
Because if you said... UCT, that would be sort of English-like, and if you said it in French, it would be like time-coordinated universal or something, so it would be TCU. So UTC doesn't reflect the word order in any language.
Uh-huh.
So it was acceptable to the French and English.
Okay.
So it was a French-English thing.
It's a compromise, in other words. The things we used to do.
Okay. Yeah.
Well,
but it's
okay.
Kind of, it's like completely silly at the same time.
Well, now, which one of you is the time expert? Because Bill here is the data expert. Now, Rob, are you the time expert, or are you both time experts?
Okay, I know a bit about time.
Okay, well, maybe you could tell us, where exactly is it Coordinated Universal Time right now?
It's Greenwich Mean Time.
But is it that time in England?
Yeah.
They're on Daylight Savings Time,
Greenwich.
Now. Aren't they 1 hour ahead?
Okay.
Yeah.
Though it's Europe.
Everyone changes their clocks, except for Indiana.
No. Australia doesn't.
Really?
Actually, in Australia, they...
We have Australian listeners. It's like 4 a.m. or something over there, but yet they still listen.
I believe in Australia, at least some of the states in Australia, they've actually... I remember hearing in the news they had riots over standard time.
Now, that's the kind of country I want to be in, like where we have riots over time.
But it was meant to... the farmers felt that it would actually hurt them, even though the rationale is that we save energy by being in standard time.
So the farmers were rioting.
Yeah, but they thought originally it was proposed to help farmers, but then for some weird reason, the farmers thought it would hurt them.
Isn't it something when you try to help somebody and then those people turn on you? I'm sure there's something in the news that we could find that parallels that, but we have a whole hour to find it. Our phone number is country code 1, in case you're in Australia or someplace else, 631-632-WUSB, which, for those of you without letters on your phone, is 9872. And we are asking for your help this evening, because this is the last chance we'll have. In fact, it's probably one of the only chances we'll have during this fundraiser to raise money for the radio station. So if you're an off-the-wall listener and you've gotten something out of this program in the last year or however long we've been on the air, please call us and show your support. And we have some special things to give you, too. We have 2,600 T-shirts, extra ones, in addition to USB premiums that you'll get for pledges of, I believe, $35, $50, and 90.1, which is our frequency, dollars. You'll get 1, 2, or 3 2,600 T-shirts of your choice. We have 3 different kinds of 2,600 T-shirts to offer here. We have you seen these, Bill?
No. Are they new?
Well, no. They're new, as in they've never been worn, but... One of them, I think, is about a year old, and the other one before that is about 2 years old, and the other one is our traditional blue box.
So if somebody
design.
Does the 90.1, mm-hmm. They will get three.
They will get all three. They won't have to tell us which one they want, because we'll just send them all three of them.
So you get three different 2600 t-shirts.
That's right. You will have to tell us what size you are, though.
Wow.
Because we don't know that.
That's
kind of
cool.
We don't have that information.
Okay.
Yeah, one day when you call us, your caller ID will not only show your name. We don't even have caller ID, but if in the future we get caller ID, we'll get your name, your address, and your size. So you'll just basically have to call and say yes and hang up.
That's
and
right.
We'll have your credit card number, too, so you won't even do that.
You won't have to say anything.
That's right. I'm dismayed, though, that the phone lines are not ringing. Of course, it takes a minute or two for the Internet to catch up. So
That's true.
That maybe, must be it.
Maybe it didn't sink in yet as to what we're actually doing.
We have plenty of live listeners out there. I know it's pouring right now. It's raining. Look how wet I am. I just walked from the parking lot to here, and I'm soaked. But, you know, you're dry. You're in a car, or you're at your house, or at your office. You can pick up the phone, 631-632-9872. Please give us a call. Show your support. Pledge whatever you can. We take Visa, MasterCard, American Express, all those nice little credit cards.
There's also a toll-free number for folks who may be out of state.
What is that toll-free
number? That's 1-800-394-WUSB, 1-800-394-9872.
And we have one call on the line. That's great, but we have five lines. And I'd like to see all five lines lit. You know, when we do this at WBAI, we get 20 lines lit. Now, you don't want the people there to get swell egos and think that they're better than us.
No.
We're a small community radio station attached to the campus here at the State University of New York at Stony Brook. We're humble, but we're damn proud of it. And we're damn good, too. So we want people to be part of that. We want to grow stronger. We want to be around for the next however many years we've been around for already.
Amen, brother.
What is it, 25 years been around? More than that.
Plus. 20,
27?
Yeah. Whew.
Wow. You know, and this has been made possible by listener contributions. All right. So even if you were just calling in and pledging and just getting a sincere thank you from us, I would hope that would be enough. But we want to do more. We want to contribute ourselves. 2600 has contributed all these T-shirts. They don't cost the radio station anything. And as I was starting to mention, we have three of them. We have the traditional blue box shirt, which is very popular. It's got a blue box schematic on it. And newspaper clippings on the back. We have our corporate...
Classic.
It is classic. It definitely is. And it's blue, too. We have our corporate lawsuit shirt, which basically is a list of all the corporations that have threatened to sue us over the years. It's kind of like a concert theme to it. On this particular day, corporation filed action against us. And the final one is our government seal T-shirt, which is our most recent one. And that sort of has like a government seal-looking badge on it, which is
cool.
Really cool, I think. And has mistaken people for federal agents on a number of occasions.
And that's what you want.
Yeah, that is what you want. Three calls on the line. That's great.
All right.
632-69... I'm getting the old phone number. 632-9872. The other one works, too, but let's not confuse people. 631 is the area code. 632 is the exchange. 9872 spells WUSB. All right. All right, we have two open lines, and, you know, there's people in there. There's people in there taking calls. We like to see them be busy. The thing is, the fundraiser has been going on for about a month here at WUSB. However, for various reasons, we have not been able to actually have a full fundraiser during this program. Last year at this time, between four different shows, we raised about $2,000. Now, we're only at about $100 total now.
Right.
So we need to make up for that tonight, because this is the only night we'll be able to do this, and it's only for an hour. So please,
right,
if you're out there, we need to hear from you.
Right. Radiothon ends officially on the 18th.
It's kind of weird how this is working. It ends tomorrow, but then it resumes again during the Zappathon.
Right. And if you're a fan of Frank Zappa...
If you're a fan of Frank Zappa, and if I can figure out how to work this machine here, I can find you a Frank Zappa promo. Right now I'm finding herpes promos and hepatitis. And I'm in the disease section of the Digicart machine. Okay. Where are we? Greyhounds, pot reform, Zappathon. Okay. Just to give you an idea of what this station is all about.
And listen to the beginning. It's so cool.
Yeah.
Frank Zappa. And let's take a few more calls, okay?
Okay. Hello?
Yes?
Hello?
Hello, I'd like to hear Frank Zappa.
Yes?
Going to be out of Stony Brook?
Yes, we are.
When?
I can't give you the exact date because I haven't memorized the itinerary yet, but as soon as the road manager says, wake up, you're going to Stony Brook, that's it.
Wake up, you're going to Stony Brook. On Sunday, April 18th, starting from noon and lasting till midnight, WUSB will once again be hosting its annual Zappathon, our yearly celebration of the music of Frank Zappa, American iconoclast and composer. Join me, Mr. Edison, John Tobacco, and a wealth of WUSB staffers as we survey all aspects of the man's musical legacy. That's Sunday, April 18th, starting at noon, all day long, right here at WUSB Stony Brook.
And Zapathon is, has become an annual tradition here at WUSB, but it's just it's an example of the many things that you can do with radio. And I don't know, Brother Bill, have you learned over the years that this place is just kind of, a hotbed of activity for people that want to just get their hands into it?
Absolutely. I kind of look at the airwaves here at WUSB as like a blank canvas.
Mm.
And the DJ or the programmer is the artist, and we use ideas and music and songs as the paint. You know what I mean, man?
Right,
I mean, it's
right.
Kind of corny, but it really is true, though, because this place is completely free of commercial and corporate greed, and it's a community radio station where it's, you know, who's in charge of the off-the-wall program?
Well,
you,
pretty much me,
basically.
And the listeners. I mean, we decide where it's going to go. And
that's right.
And when you say it's free, it's not only free in that, you know, you don't have the commercials to worry about, but you are free yourself to do whatever you want to do, you know, as long as it's not, you know, obscene or in bad taste or things like that, but, you know, common sense type of things. But you are free to be creative.
Absolutely.
And that kind of a thing just is so hard to find these days. And, you know, I challenge people to go down the dial and see how many stations would actually have that kind of openness where you can be free to be creative and put on a 12-hour Zapathon if you want.
Yeah.
Or put together a talk show where one lunatic rants and raves for an hour every week. You know, this kind of station, unfortunately, has become a very rare commodity. There used to be several of them around here, and most of them just play classical music now. Not that there's anything wrong with classical music, but, you know, come on already.
Variety is...
It's the spice
is key.
Of life.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure that your listeners, or our listeners rather, agree with what we're saying, and we need them to give us a call and pledge their support and keep this type of thing alive, keep us broadcasting, keep us on the internet. Give us a call at 631-632-WUSB. Pledge your support. Get yourself a 2600 T-shirt or all three different types. 1-800-394-WUSB or 631-632-9872.
Now, just to make things absolutely crystal clear here, if you pledge $35, you get a WUSB T-shirt with the WUSB logo.
Okay. Brand new.
And that comes with every pledge of $35. In addition to that, what we are offering here tonight, 2600 is throwing in a 2600 shirt of your choice. So you're getting two shirts for $35, which is pretty close to what you would pay normally for shirts.
That's
you
true.
Know, which is a good deal. A really good. It's a good deal even if you get no T-shirts.
So if people do the 90.1, they get the three 2600 shirts plus the USB stuff, which is a long sleeve shirt, a short sleeve T-shirt, a travel coffee mug thing, which is all new.
Wow.
And a baseball cap. So you're getting like 7 items in the mail for a pledge of $90.10.
Yeah. It's just our way of saying thanks, because we depend on our listeners to keep the place going. The phone lines are wide open, which means that we haven't heard from you yet. 631-632-9872. Again, this is the only time this spring that we'll be able to do this during this particular radio program. We haven't been able to do it the last 3 weeks, so please call up and
support Emmanuel. Support 2600.
It's Emmanuel. There's no L-E at the end of that.
Emmanuel.
Yeah. The masculine form of the name, not the feminine form of the name. And not the, you know, Cinemax movie star either. Just to make
Emmanuel.
That clear.
Okay.
631-632-WUSB, 631-632-9872. One call on the line. Can we make that three calls on the line? What do you think, Bill?
I think we can.
You think we have it in us to get three calls on the line at the same time?
Yes.
Well, you know, it really depends on if those people out there have the guts, have the courage.
We really need those internet listeners to give us a call, which they have in years past. I mean, like, or maybe I know we do this twice. We do it in the spring and in the fall.
But we do it in the fall because we don't always make it in the spring.
Because we're making it up for the right. Exactly.
Our goal is $48,000, which, you know, at BAI we raise that in a couple of hours.
Yeah.
At this radio station, as I said, we're a lot more humble. We you know, every dollar really counts here.
Right.
And we spend it very wisely.
Right. Well, Well, WBAI, I mean, they're 50,000 watts broadcasting from the top of the...
offices on Wall Street.
Empire State Building is where the transmitter is, though, right?
Two calls on the line, 631-632-WUSB.
But we are smaller and humble and no less potent, though, and we're 3.6 kilowatts coming at you from Stony Brook, New York, where the transmitter is in Farmingville, New York. That sounds more rural than it really is, though.
Do you know there's a film called Farmingville that's playing at 7 o'clock at the Wang Center here at
Yes.
Stony Brook? Yeah. I was thinking
it's
of going
here
to that.
Too.
Is it? Another promo. Okay. People at this radio station were involved in this film.
It's over 2 minutes long, but it is an important issue that is happening here in the Long Island community.
We'll play it a little later. But
yeah,
basically, there are a lot of Mexican immigrants who basically are they are picked up by contractors every morning at about 5 a.m. I drive by Farmingville sometimes, and you see them standing out there in the corner, and it's really something because these are jobs that nobody else wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, a lot of people in the neighborhood feel threatened by this somehow, and there's been some violent attacks on some of these migrant workers. And it's kind of a microcosm of what's going on in America. And throughout all this, a film was made, a documentary about this whole thing, and it's being shown now. And soon you'll probably be able to see it in your local neighborhood.
It might be on PBS. I believe it's going to be on PBS coming up in the months ahead. Yeah.
What, that program Frontline or something?
I'm not sure, but I did read somewhere that this is a chance to see it before it gets on PBS here.
Mm-hmm.
But we're digressing.
Yeah, we are digressing, but we're also showing how that it's possible to express yourself in so many different ways, whether it be through film, writing, or radio. And that's why it's important to have an outlet for people to be able to express themselves. You may not be part of the State University at Stony Brook. You may not even live on Long Island. But you still have the opportunity through this program to express yourself and to say something and to reach a whole lot of other people. And that's the magic of radio, is being able to reach all those people out there. You don't know how many people you're actually reaching. You never really know. And that's part of the magic of it. And in addition to all that, everything is archived for this radio program. We save everything. I like to save all the radio shows, you know, over the years, because there's such an amazing time capsule of material. I'm going through the 1989 editions of Brain Damage right now, which is my old program here. And in fact, Brother Bill, you're on it quite a bit because you did the show after Brain Damage, you and Brother Nick.
Way back when.
Yeah, and it's fascinating for us to be talking about the various things that are going on, the Berlin Wall falling, Tiananmen Square, all the things that happened in 1989. You just kind of forget about it. You just kind of, you know, it gets wiped away into the past. But when you listen to it, you listen to how things unfold on a week-to-week basis, you just really get something out of that. You just really feel like, hey, I was there for that. That was an important part of history, and I got something out of it. Or, you know, I could see this coming. I could see something happening in the future that happened. And we were talking about it a few years ago.
Yeah, and it's available at www.2600.com/off the wall?
Well, the Brain Damage is /brain damage.
Oh, Brain Damage.
And
okay.
Off the Hook is /off the hook. It's easy to figure out,
right,
though.
Off the Hook, Off the Wall.
Yeah, they're all there someplace.
They're all there.
But, you know, we're here now. So if you're listening to this on the archive, it's not going to do us a whole lot of good because, you know, we're in the past now, obviously. You're listening to us in the future. It's kind of spacey concept, I know. But the thing is, right now, if you're listening at 6:17 p.m. Eastern Time, or what is it, 22:17 UTC?
Yes.
Or 3:17 p.m. in California? Or what is it, Monday in Hawaii? I don't know. The thing is, if it's Tuesday, this must be WUSB, right?
Last time I checked.
All right. Then call us, please.
Pleasure support for this program.
Yes, 631-632-WUSB. Don't make us beg, even though that's what we're doing.
Yes. This is very important. We come to the listeners, like I said, we try to make it once a year, but it always ends up to be twice a year. And this is a unique type of broadcasting experience where we do not have, again, there are no commercials, and every programmer is free to do whatever they wish within, again, the normal boundaries of FCC rules and good
taste.
But, you know,
the thing is, we've never needed these FCC regulations to tell us what words are bad or,
right,
you know, who can bear what top or whatever it is that, you know, they're trying to regulate. When you learn radio, as you learn radio here at Stony Brook, you know what works for the audience, what doesn't work for the audience. And I just wish I would leave it in the hands of the people that understand radio. You know, because these are the people that know how to talk to the audience. They know what is appropriate, what is not appropriate. It's just, it really makes things a lot more unpleasant when you have this threat over your head. You know, if you do this, you'll get $500,000 fine, be thrown in jail. You know, I mean, come
because
on.
Because you said something.
Yeah, because you offended a minister someplace, or, you know, you offended some, it's, you know, it's just the whole thing has created this this negative reinforcement that Americans love to do in everything. Do this or else. You know, it's always or else. It's always a penalty. It's always a fine, a prison time or something if you don't do something a certain way. Rather than, you know, saying, well, you know, it's good to do it this way because you'll benefit in some particular fashion. I don't know. That's just, I guess, our mentality these days. And it's kind of scary, kind of sad. But you know what? We can still talk about it. They haven't outlawed that yet. So as long as we still have that freedom, this radio station, this radio program will continue going. And we need your support in order to be able to do that. 631-632-9872 is our phone number. Country code is 1 if you're outside the country. We have one call on the line. We need to bring in a whole lot of calls this hour, though, since this is the only hour we're going to be on. And we're 19 minutes into it.
Yes.
Again, we're offering 2,600 T-shirts and WUSB paraphernalia of all sorts for pledges of $35, $50, $90.1. And, of course, you know, you're free to pledge any other amount, too. You can pledge less than that. You can pledge more than that. Bill mentioned that we do this in the spring and the fall. The total amount I think we try to raise is $48,000 for the year, which
That's correct.
You know, it's nothing. When you look at radio, you look at what things cost, that is a drop in the bucket. But we don't make the $48,000 in the spring historically. It would be nice if we did. If one person out there has the ability to bring us up there, I think we're up to like, what, $25,000?
Yeah, we're about at the halfway point a little bit more.
So if somebody can just, you know, call up and pledge 20 grand, you know, we can probably not do this in the fall.
That's right. That's absolutely correct.
But, you know, they'll never do that. You know why? Because they don't have the guts. They don't have the guts to pledge $20,000 to us.
But at least you put the challenge out there.
I don't know if that negative reinforcement is going to work. He's holding up a phone, and the phone has no wires, so he's trying to tell us that he can't answer the phone because it's not plugged into anything. Well, I didn't do that, all right? That's not my fault. What you could do, though, is run into another room that does have a phone with a wire and answer it there. Okay, I like to see franticness in the tally room. You can see the tally room. Unlike the other radio station, the tally room is right across the glass from us. And
we have many telephone volunteers.
People running, screaming even.
Right.
You can't hear them because the glass is very solid.
Because it's a real studio.
Right. We have three calls on the line, which is good.
But we do have access to that room, though.
What's the deal? The phone doesn't have a wire in it?
We got wireless phones. Hey, well,
yeah, they're not really wireless phones if they don't work without the wire. You can always use another room.
It's a wireless phone, not a cordless phone.
631-632-9872. Don't worry about making people run to other studios because that's the only exercise some of us get all year.
Now, isn't it possible that we can actually turn up the microphones in the tally room?
Yeah, but you know, that might get
that's true. It's not
just
really
when things get kind of hectic in there. You never
it's
know
really
what someone's
going to
say.
It's a good idea to put people on the radio when they don't know it.
Right.
I don't know if they're listening, but give us a call.
That has happened. But you know what? It's part of life.
When you were at the helm?
Possibly. I won't get into it too much.
631-632-9872, 631-632-WUSB. Support off the wall. Come off your wall, grab the phone. And get off the wall.
Hop off the wall.
That's it.
And make that phone call, 631-632-9872. Again, any pledge is welcome, however small, however large, because it all adds up. You know, we start at zero, and we get someplace because everybody pitches in what
they can.
And that's the only reason we're here today is because of that. Because
I heard one of the programmers on the air say it's like digging a hole with a spoon.
Oh, wow.
Just a little bit at a time.
But isn't that how you escape from prison?
That's true. Yeah. But isn't it more like filling a hole with a spoon, though? Because, you know, digging a hole, there's always a negative connotation.
Why wouldn't you just push all the dirt into the hole? Why would you need the spoon? That's well, you know what? I have to try that. And today, of course, with all the pouring rain out there, you can pretty much get a hole easily.
It's just mud.
Yeah. And, you know, it brings back memories, too. Stony Brook is a unique campus. It used to be the mud campus. Do you remember these days when there were mud slides everywhere and leaks? Well, the Union is leaking today, the Union building where we broadcast from. Uh-huh. Brings back memories of the old days when all the buildings had leaks everywhere. But the Union still, you know, it's over the years, it has remained leaky. And
there's some tile cheese hanging somewhere?
All kinds of things like that. I think they got all the asbestos out, so that's okay. But, you know, it's still leaking, and, you know, like a sieve and...
Well, it's an old building,
It's an old building. It was built with the wrong concrete. You hear that story? This was built with the concrete meant for the lecture center, and the lecture center was built with the basement concrete of the Union, and it can stand a nuclear blast.
How do these things happen?
Well, it's state university mentality. But it's great. You know, it's what drew me here, and it's what kind of gives you a common sense of suffering with the people that you spend time here with, and that, those are bonds that last a lifetime.
Yes.
They really are. You don't want to go to an Ivy League school with all the, you know, Ivy and all the leagues and
everything's perfect.
They do over there. It's everything works. Everything's painted. Everyone's like, you know, dressed nicely. Who needs that? You know, that's not preparing you for life.
That's true.
This kind of a place where you have crumbling concrete and, you know, floods and pestilence occasionally.
Right.
And bargain prices, too. That's where you really learn to get your hands dirty, literally.
Right, you learn to be resourceful and work your way around these obstacles like leaky roofs and old broken equipment and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You actually learn troubleshooting skills.
And, you know, I don't think state universities should try to be like Ivy League schools. I really don't. You know, there's all these people that want to make this like, you know, fraternity central and, you know, football team, the center of the universe and all that kind of a thing. You know, fine, whatever, in your own little world, do that. But it's a state university. It's different. It's not the same thing as Yale or Harvard. And we're damn proud of that. We're the Berkeley of the East, you know, which is what they said in the 60s.
Except about Stony Brook?
Well, when they were building Stony Brook, they said they wanted to be like the Berkeley of the East. Now, Berkeley, I believe, is a state university, too, right? It's part of California?
UC
Berkeley. University of California at Berkeley.
Mm-hmm.
So they meant, in academic standards, they wanted it to be like the University of California at Berkeley. But what it wound up being, turning into, was the drug capital of the East, as Berkeley was the drug capital of the West. And if you look at the history of this place, which I think a lot of people just kind of gloss over, you'll find that Stony Brook really was a hotbed of activity, both in that department and the anti-war department. And just all kinds of things that I think a university is part of. It's not the whole thing. It's not, you don't come to campus just to get drugs or just to, you know, participate in protesting.
Right.
But it's part of the whole experience. It's not a mandatory part of the whole experience, but come on, let's face it. It is a part of the experience. And Stony Brook certainly has made its mark on history in the 1960s and 70s. And I think people really, they need to know that. They really need to know about the police raids that took place here, about the, you know, the protests and the riots and the many different speakers and the concerts. You know, we had so many good concerts on this campus. I wasn't around for any of them, but I know
dozens
that...
Dozens upon dozens per year.
Yeah, yeah. Bruce Springsteen, Pink Floyd, yeah. I think, what, the Grateful Dead played here?
Yeah.
Everybody came here.
Yes.
Stony Brook was a place you went to.
The
you heard Frank Zappa talking about Stony Brook.
Yes.
It means something.
Well, Frank Zappa was an annual concert, and also The Doors actually played here.
That's right. That's right. We have that Jim Morrison ID.
We do
someplace.
Have a Jim Morrison ID.
And it's, you know, who's to say that can't happen again? I mean, I don't think it's been happening recently. I don't know why. I think it's because people are kind of lulled into not caring as much.
Yeah.
Plus, things are a lot more expensive.
Why do you suppose that is?
I think it's not a Stony Brook thing. I think it's a United States thing.
Right, right.
Where people feel they can't make a difference. Where people feel their voices don't really matter as much. Where you know, you don't see change immediately happening, so therefore change is impossible.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad, and it's contagious too.
Do you think it has to do with the proliferation of cable television and
it's got a lot to do with mass media of all sorts.
Right. Right.
Definitely. It's, you know, once the society is lulled into this sense of just, you know, every day is the same, it's very hard to break out of it. I lived through the 70s, you know, that was the apathetic decade, and then the 80s was the Reagan decade. So, you know, you need inspiration. But, you know, I'm lucky because I get the inspiration all the time because I hang out with people that are constantly doing new things and learning things and experimenting and playing around, you know, computer hackers and that kind of that kind of thing. It goes beyond that, too. Just artists of all sorts have that mentality.
Right.
And I'd have to say that most of what I do, I would not be doing were it not for this radio station right here, which taught me a lot about different cultures, about creativity, about how much you can do just by experimenting.
Which this radio station is still doing to this day.
That's right.
So it's unbelievable variety of programming here at WUSB.org. Give us a call. Pledge your support for this program and for this radio station. It's 1-800-394-9872 or 631-632-9872.
Again, country code 1 for those of you outside the country.
We need to hear from you.
Pledge whatever you can afford. We have three pledge levels where you'll get one, two, or three 2600 T-shirts in addition to the WUSB shirts and mugs and hats and sweatshirts
and
whatever it is that we're offering.
Certificates, there's all kinds of stuff. And we have, like I said, we have many, many telephone volunteers are standing by. We're ready to assist you, take your pledge. And people might say, well, what's a pledge? What are you talking about? This, like, they know of the Pledge of Allegiance, and that's really about it. What,
we don't make you say
anything.
Under God.
Nobody pledges anymore, but a pledge is basically a brief telephone interview where we give your information. You know, what type of...
It's not an interrogation.
No,
just a friendly interview.
Yes, it's a friendly interview. And we'll basically ask you your personal data, which WUSB does not share with anybody. We don't sell your information.
Ask for your Social Security number.
Right. What type of, how much money would you like to donate and how would you like to pay for it? I mean, we take some credit cards as well, Visa, MasterCard, American Express, and Discover.
Mm-hmm. That's right. If you don't have a credit card, we simply send you a reminder in the mail, and then hopefully you send us a check or a money order or something like that. Because
making
the pledge is half of it, but paying the pledge is the other half.
And there might be some young folks out there that, they like, $25, $35. What the heck are these guys talking about? But we'll take anything at all. If you got $5, $10, whatever, man. It's like digging a hole with a spoon.
Okay, well, we want to thank David from Central ISIP for his pledge. But there's a lot more people in there, right? He brought one piece of paper, but the phones have been ringing for the last half hour or so, right?
Oh, I can get you all the... Okay.
It would be nice. That's for people that want their names right over
Lewis,
the air.
Sure.
That'd be cool if you want to do that. 631-632-9872. We will thank you on the air if you so desire.
If not,
we won't. But yes, every pledge counts, and that will bring us up to whatever it is that we will get to at the end of this particular hour. Shall we get into the news a little bit? Because we haven't talked about what's going on in the world. And besides raining, there's a lot going on.
Sure, go ahead.
All right, let's
go right ahead.
You were watching some of the testimony today.
A little bit, yeah. I saw a little bit of Janet Reno this morning. Mm-hmm. And,
I fell asleep, all right? Well, I usually do at night. And the TV was just on in the background. Okay. And what kind of dreams do you think you have when you hear the voice of Janet Reno while you're trying to sleep,
Do you remember those dreams?
Unfortunately, they're still in my head, and I can't get them out of... And I don't want to, drag any listeners down there with me. That's a dark world, and...
Don't you want to share?
Don't leave the TV on when you go to sleep, or all kinds of horrible things happen to your brain.
I know that, I'm a late sleeper myself, and I probably turned it on about like 11 or 12,
mm-hmm.
and you were just going to sleep at this point? Or?
No, I sort of dozed off at about 8 in the morning.
Oh, okay. So
I was working on taxes and things like that, because it's that time of year again, too.
Most people go to sleep at night.
Uh-huh. But, I like to do that. I really do.
Right.
But I also do a lot of work at night, so,
I also enjoy staying up all night.
Multitask.
That's one of my favorite things. There's nothing better than going home at dawn.
Yeah. No, I agree with that.
As opposed to going to work at dawn.
Yeah. I agree. Plus, there's always rain outside. I kind of like to experience that,
Yeah. Oh, man. I'm getting... Nice. It's April. Well, I don't want to talk about the weather, obviously, but I just wish it was just a bit warmer. It would be kind of nice.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, this is a Radiothon here. Spring fundraiser at WUSB.org. Give us a call, 631-632-9872.
It says no, so you shouldn't have even handed me the piece of paper. Okay, Anonymous does not want their name read over the air, but thank you for your pledge.
$100.
That was nice.
All right.
Thank you very much for that pledge of $100.
Thanks, Anonymous.
Very, very nice, Anonymous. And
he's in Bartlett's.
All right.
Okay.
And Chris from Terryville. Terryville.
All right.
Port Jefferson Station-Terryville, I think, is the official name, right?
Really? I don't know.
And it's right north. Another nice, generous pledge there. Thank you very much, Chris, for your generous pledge there. And Frederick from Montreal. Thank you
so much.
I was just in Montreal. What a nice city.
Montreal.
Yes. And I look forward
I think
to going
Frederick
back there again.
Frederick was just cringing at my French.
Montreal. There's a mountain. Montreal.
Montreal.
Yeah. And you sound like a Britisher saying it, but
I'm just a native New Yorker.
But Canada is a great place to be, and Quebec is almost like a totally different country in itself. It's incredible to be driving through the countryside and just every single radio station you listen to, just as many as we have down here, but they're all in French. I think that's cool. I really think that's cool.
Can you understand French?
I can basically get the gist of it, but right. I can't speak it to save my life. Even though I took it for like 20 years in high school, it just doesn't stick. You need to be in a situation where you have to speak it, and that's when it takes. And
you were in high school for 20 years?
It would seem that way. It certainly did.
Seemed like forever.
631-632-9872. Our phone lines are wide open, so please give us a call. Thanks, everybody who has called so far. But again, we only have 28 minutes left for you to show your support to Off the Wall, to WUSB for this particular hour. Of course, the fundraiser will continue for other programs beyond this.
We're trying to raise at least $1,000 for this hour.
That would be nice.
That would be nice because
we're behind from last year because we weren't on. Last week it was Passover. A couple weeks before that, we didn't have the staff here.
Right.
So now we have a lot of people inside, and everybody's pitching in. So please pitch out, I guess, is the right way to phrase it.
I thought it's something that we're asking people to give to the radio station. Mm-hmm. But if you think about a radio station, as long as the transmitter is on and there's programming happening, people are receiving this programming all the time. So actually you're giving back to mm-hmm. the radio
well,
station.
I mean, some people might think that they're owed something after listening to some programming. You know, it's possible that it's an imposition. But, you can always unplug the radio or turn it off if there's something you don't like. That's how it works. But if there's something you do like, I think it's in everyone's interest to ensure that the environment exists for that to continue and for more such programs to continue in the future. You pay for HBO, right? And you get The Sopranos. That's how it works.
Oh, the cable bill in general. I mean, people pay like this. Television is completely out of control, right? Most people I know spend about $100 a month. Mm-hmm. Right, on television, which is why. I mean, how many programs do you watch?
It's something. And I spend money for cable. I spend money for American satellite, and I spend money for Canadian satellites. So I've got three different sources here. But, I'm always flipping around and finding different things and interesting programs that nobody else can see. So I think it's worth it. And I try to share it with as many people as possible as well. But, people don't think when they spend money on commercial television or, they don't think that they're paying for commercial radio because of the cost of advertising and how that's factored into everything they buy.
Right.
There's no choice. They don't say, would you like to pay, an advertising surcharge on this candy bar or on your phone bill or whatever. It's all factored into the final cost.
Of course.
Here, we don't have commercials.
Totally outside of that system.
Yeah, the trade-off is that we have to do this twice a year. We have to ask for your support, and it's essential. Without it, we would not be able to pay the bills. And we don't pay the bills, you get cut off, and then all of a sudden, it's all things considered instead of us.
It's a non-profit organization, which is why it's the .org. You see, there is no there's no commerce taking place here where, it's a community radio station. We're outside of the capitalist system, so to speak, and we would love to receive a generous gift from our listeners who appreciate what they hear on this frequency and on this website.
631-632-9872 is our phone number.
We need to hear from you.
We need to hear from you. If you're listening now, either over the air or on the internet, please ask yourself if you can just spare a couple of minutes and a few dollars and help make this place stronger and more financially solid. And also make us feel great here at the radio station by knowing you're out there. We take many phone calls throughout the course of the year from people talking about all kinds of various issues, whether it be local things to them or personal things to them or world events, whatever it is. And if you look around, if you look at other radio stations, including the new Liberal Radio Network, which I think is a good thing, but you don't have the opportunity to just reach out and become part of it. You don't have the opportunity to call in and to express your thoughts and be heard and have people comment on it and have it be stored in the archives and all that kind of thing. That exists because we believe in our listeners and because you're part of the whole process. 631-632-9872. And I say we hold out for one more call and then we'll get into the news. What do you think, Bill?
Yeah, man. How about two more calls? 631-632-9872. Please support us.
Yeah, there's people standing around right now and they're talking to each other and we don't want that.
Oh, man, they're slacking.
Who knows what they're talking about? They could be talking about sports. They could be talking about, the weather. They could be talking about all kinds of things. And, we want them to be talking to you.
That's right.
631-632-9872. Please give us a call. There's that phone call. Okay.
May I also add that 100% of your donation goes to the upkeep of the radio station. That doesn't, there's no paychecks here. There's no payroll here. Mm-hmm. There's no insurance, vacation time, nothing. It doesn't really work that way. And I think we're just about the only station in this area on the dial that can boast such a thing, that 100% of your donation goes directly to the upkeep of the radio station.
It is true. It is very true, Bill, because all you have to do is tune up and down the dial. And I say this to people that are in other cities as well, because I'm sure the same will apply. You will tune around and you'll find, I'll tell you exactly what you'll find. You'll find your NPR stations, about 20 of those everywhere. You know, NPR is great. Love NPR, but they just exist in every single area of the dial that's not being used by something else. Then you have your religious stations, which I think is a real travesty to put those in non-commercial spectrum, because I don't think it's non-commercial at all. And then, of course, you have your commercial radio stations blasting at you with the same music that all the other commercial stations play. You know, one oldie station is just like another oldie station, with the exception of the one out in Sag Harbor, which is pretty damn cool. But there are very few individual stations. Yeah, LNG. Very few individual stations out there that maintain. Yeah, they're owned by Clear Channel, or they're owned by, you know, some other company that pretty much harvests them all and makes them all sound the same. Same commercial, same artist played, same mentality, same way of speaking. You know, it's a rarity. Here in New York, you do have a few stations, not as many as you used to, but you do have a few stations that have that individuality. And, of course, university stations like this one. There used to be a lot more of them. There used to be Long Island University out in Southampton. There used to be CW Post. There used to be Sacred Heart University. You know, all these radio stations have disappeared and turned into something else. They turned into something a lot more powerful, a lot more commercial sounding. Not commercial per se, but, you know, professional, polished. No students allowed.
Right.
You know?
No students allowed in a university station.
This station is run by the students. And, you know, sometimes that means, you know, we might not do something properly the first time. We might have a loud noise over the air while somebody, you know, figures out what they did wrong. It's a learning environment.
That's right. Well, that's the whole... Wasn't that the whole original idea of a university radio station is an educational tool?
Right.
Both for the students and for the community.
Because
I mean,
with that educational tool, you'll hear so many things that you won't hear on the commercial dial. You won't hear a lot of artists. You won't hear a lot of alternative thought and community input. It's vital. It's vital to support this kind of a thing. If you have a university station in your area, you know, I suggest you support them as well. But if you're listening to this radio station, please support us. 631-632-9872. What do you say we get into some news? And,
yes.
And we'll hopefully have a lot more calls by then. Okay, so today was the day of the 9/11 commission hearing. John Ashcroft made a veiled swipe at the, not so veiled actually, a swipe at the Clinton administration. Perfect time to do that, don't you think, in the middle of bipartisan hearings like this. Ashcroft told the panel the nation was stunned by the terrorist attacks because, in his words, for nearly a decade our government had blinded itself to our enemies. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, I think people are going to see
through
that.
It's everybody else's fault.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that 9/11 happened because of Bush. You know, I'm blaming Bush for a lot of things, but I think to say that Clinton did everything
right,
Bush did everything wrong, it's stupid.
Coming from somebody who was in government, it's just ridiculous.
But I see members of the Bush administration doing just that, saying that, Clinton didn't do all this, and, you know, we were only in office for about 9 months. It wasn't our fault.
9 months.
It's really something. Former FBI Director Louis Freeh and former Attorney General Janet Reno also testified before the 9/11 Commission. Commission staff report says the FBI failed over several years to reorganize itself to respond to terrorism. Freeh said the program was effective given the FBI's resources, but Reno said she told Freeh that if changes were needed to make them. And the two were heard arguing bitterly outside. Tonight, this is more fun on the way. Tonight, President Bush holds his first primetime news conference since before the Iraq War.
His first news conference of the year.
Isn't that something? It's April.
Yeah.
Not only that, no, it's first conference in over a year because the Iraq War began a year ago. He didn't give a press conference since then.
That's just terrific.
This guy is amazing. He has spoken to the press less than I think any other president. And well, I understand why. He can't put a sentence together, basically.
Right.
And if somebody asks him a tough question, God forbid, he might not be able to answer it. That's why when he appears before the 9/11 Commission, he's going to be with Cheney. You know? Cheney's going to do all the talking. So anyway, yeah, Bush is on TV tonight. You know, they preempted 24 because of this.
Yeah,
I want to see what happened. You know, real terrorism on TV there, and they preempted it to have Bush on. See, that's the American escapist attitude there. Anyway, aides say Bush will use the first 12 minutes to reassure the nation. How did they know that?
That everything is fine.
Yeah, 12 minutes it's going to take to reassure the nation in the wake of continued violence and describe what's at stake for the U.S. The news conference begins at 8:30. Well, I'm looking forward to it. I'll definitely be watching, but I kind of have my doubts that anybody's going to ask him a really, you know, tough question there.
Well, I have heard that presidential press conferences in the past were scripted events.
Yeah, but scripted events as far as the questions being asked
right.
as well, which is, you know,
exactly.
That's a travesty. That really is.
What else you got?
I just like to talk about this whole Iraq thing, like I've been doing every week now for the last year, practically. It's getting worse. It's getting worse every.
Well, that's not what Bush said yesterday. He said everything's getting better.
Yeah, that's newspeak, you know?
Yeah.
I'm looking at these press conferences, which, by the way, they don't broadcast in the United States. I'm watching on BBC. They have the daily press conference in Iraq with, the Allied commanders or whatever.
Right.
And they're talking about how, tremendous progress is being made and how the situation is calm. And meanwhile, you know, you're seeing bodies being brought out and more people being taken hostage. And it's just, it's newspeak. It really is.
Yeah.
Today, on the way over here, I was listening to the radio, and they were talking about the United States continuing to make efforts to create peace. And that's not what's going on at all.
Oh. My goodness.
Yeah, I'm not going to take that now. In fact, I think I might turn my phone off.
You think so?
I think that might be a good idea. I forgot to turn my phone off. Hang on, let me turn it off
This is our Spring Radiothon fundraiser here at WUSB. Give us a call. We'll pledge your support for free speech. 631-632-9872. That's 631-632-WUSB.
So, you know, meanwhile, you have this whole situation going on where basically the only way to create peace over there is for the U.S. to not be there. Because, you know, we've succeeded in uniting the Sunnis, the Shiites, and even the Kurds to hate us, you know?
Yeah.
And it's horrible. It really is horrible. I know I talked to some military people in the last week, actually. You get to talk to a lot of them online, and I even talked to some in person. And this is something you don't hear on the news, but this is something I have heard from every person I have spoken to in the military or in military intelligence. Yeah, I just speak to people like that, and
okay. They're
all over the place. They really are,
right.
Online and offline. And they say the people there hate this. They think it's a stupid war. They don't want to be there. They have no faith at all in the president or
you're
his decision-making process.
You're talking about the Americans that are over there?
The Americans that are over there.
Right.
You know, these people are people that we know. They are our friends, our neighbors, you know, our family.
Right.
And
do you see them on television or hear them on the
radio? I think by not asking these questions is a form of abandonment. It's a form of saying, well, you know, just work it out and everything's going to be okay. No, I think we should care a little bit more than that. And we should be saying, why are they over there? Why are they getting killed? What kind of situation are they involved in? And what is the plan here? What is the future? You know, it was a bad idea going into this thing in the first place. There's no clear-cut policy. There's basically anarchy. People, lobbing grenades and planting bombs and things like that. Everybody dislikes the American presence. The Americans dislike the American presence just as much, I can guarantee you that. You know, we went over there to get rid of Saddam Hussein.
No,
we
didn't.
Well, that's,
WMD, baby.
Okay, I was going to get to that. There were two things, actually. Weapons
right.
of mass destruction and Saddam Hussein was evil. And both of those things, there were no weapons of mass destruction and now there's no more Saddam Hussein. So why are we still there? We're creating new enemies now,
Yeah.
We're creating new enemies and they must be taken care of. You know what? We don't have any right to do that. We don't have any right to say, this guy is an enemy of the people. He must be killed. You know, we're saying that now. We're saying we're going to kill or capture this person.
Yeah, the other guy.
You know, this cleric, this radical cleric. He's not so radical. He represents a lot of people over there. It happens to be one faction. Let them deal with it. That's their country. That's what it's for. You know, instead we're saying this person cannot be allowed to rule. Why? Why are we saying that? Let the people say that. We've already gotten the threats out of the way that we supposedly were there to get the threats out of the way for. And the thing is, by staying there, these radical people are getting more and more support. And it's just turning into a real quagmire that we're not going to be able to get out of anytime soon. If you look in history a little bit, you'll see that the Vietnam War back in 1961, we weren't losing that many people over there. In fact, between 1961 and 1965, I think, we lost a total of 1,800 troops. Now, we've lost almost 700 now in a year. So in 4 years, we're going to be beyond that figure. 1966, all of a sudden, whammo, it went up to like 5,000 in 1 year. And the total amount of people we lost, that we lost, only the Americans, was 58,000 people in Vietnam. So we're right on track.
Yeah.
We're right on track for this. Thing is, I think Vietnam was a big waste of time, too. But at least there you could point to an enemy that was doing something, that was taking over governments and marching from one country to another. I still don't think it was anything that we needed to get involved in. But
they
compare,
had uniforms.
Yeah, they had uniforms, I don't know. I'm not going to get into the whole Vietnam thing, but compare that to what we have here, and it's a world of difference. And it makes it all the more tragic that so many people are losing their lives. And Iraqis, too. 700 Iraqis have lost their lives in the last week or so.
Yep.
So it's a bad thing, and I think people need to be awake and be aware, not forget this, and you know, support the people who have been sent over there by bringing them back over here and trying to fix the situation once and for all. 631-632-WUSB is our phone number. Please give us a call.
I want to thank Philip for calling up from the state of Georgia.
All right. Thank you from the south there.
Yeah.
And all the people who have called up. We get calls from all over the place, and you know, we get letters from people in the military, too, by the way, who listen to this radio program, which I think is cool.
Awesome. We'd love to hear from them as well.
Yeah, and you know what? I had some conversations with some people, too. Maybe, I don't know if I should even talk about this, but I said, basically, I mean, if I was an Army of One, which is their slogan,
yes,
I would be turning those tanks around and pointing them at the people telling me to go into these countries and you know, bomb these people and not have any kind of policy. I mean, it's a horrible thing to do. It's a destructive thing to do. It's going to wind up getting a lot of innocent people killed. There's no policy. There's no reason behind it. And the people who are doing this have to be held accountable for it. And from the feeling that I'm getting from the people I've spoken to, there's a lot of resentment, there's a lot of anger, and there are a lot of people refusing to follow these orders. You don't hear about this in the media.
Wow.
It's out there. It really is. And I think we need to support that. I think we need to encourage people to think about what they're doing. And, you know, sometimes...
But that goes against the whole military psychology.
It does. But sometimes, you know, the military is wrong in what they do. And it takes some courageous people to stand up and say, no, this is wrong. I'm not going to carry out that order. You know, if soldiers in Tiananmen Square had refused to carry out their orders, we would be calling them heroes. The soldiers who joined the people when the Eastern Bloc fell, those were heroes. You know, we have to consider the possibility that maybe what we're doing is a bad thing. Maybe what we're doing is wrong, and maybe we can salvage the situation by recognizing that fact, admitting to it, and trying to fix it.
Well, you're talking about being a big man there, admitting mm-hmm. that you're wrong, and there aren't any in Washington, D.C. They're all buck passers, not one of them to say, hey, it's my responsibility, I screwed up, whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, even with the 9/11 Commission and with this, you never hear one person actually, this day and age, take responsibility for, like, well, maybe we shouldn't have done this. And that's part of, you know, everybody always carries on how, like, you know, America's the best, we're the best. Well, part of being the best is recognizing when you screwed up and say, hey, you know, it's mm-hmm. me. I'm the one. Red flag right here. You know,
the buck stops here.
Right. That doesn't...
You think Bush might say that tonight?
Never.
My fault. I messed up. You know what? I'm not even going to run for office again.
No.
Oh.
Not in this life.
Well, that would be something. But yeah, you know, people have to take responsibility for their actions. And I've been trying to think of how this situation over there can work out in a positive way. I don't see it. I'd love for someone to explain it to me and convince me. I don't see it at all. I just see a lot more of our friends and our family being killed over there, and a lot more innocent people there being killed, too. And, you know, people who are basically, you know, not innocent in our eyes because they've got guns and they're firing, but you know what? We'd be doing the same thing in their position.
That's right. People never even think about that. Think about someone invading your neighborhood or your country or whatever. What would you do? What would be your reaction? Well, you know, we're going to be welcomed as liberators. Again, more newspeak, more BS, more propaganda. Mm-hmm. And it's just, you know, especially, you know, I mean, they seem to be extremely passionate over there. Right. There's a lot of passion in those people. From what I can tell, less than what, you know, the only thing, what did they do when UConn won the basketball tournament? Did you hear about this?
There was some passion there, too.
Yeah, there was some passion there, and they were flipping cars and rioting in the streets over a sports victory.
Two sports victories.
Yes, that's right.
The men's and the women's.
Well, the ladies trashed the town again 2 days later?
Yeah, well, you know, they're good basketball players.
It's so all beyond me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well... That's, you know, again, that's a disconnect. And I think a lot of that has to do with the media and the fact that we don't see what's going on in the rest of the world. We try to bridge that gap here at the radio station in whatever way we can by airing alternative programs like Free Speech Radio News, having discussion programs like this one, and just encouraging people to use their minds.
Yes.
And I think that's something you have to carry with you.
You have an intellect in your brain. You know, mm-hmm. you can use it. It's not... And, you know, it's not anti-American to actually think.
No,
not you know, at all. And disseminate and figure out, well, you know, is this right or is this wrong? But there are certain people that are just totally blind and just say, well, if America is doing it, then it's right. Mm-hmm. And that is, I'm sorry, that's an ignorant position in my opinion.
Right. And the thing is, you know, in the military, I was surprised by this. A lot of people do think these things through, and they are considering this. They just don't have the freedom to, you know, just make decisions on their own and not do this unless they have a lot of support to do that. That's, you know, how, I guess, coups get started. But yeah. They aren't just blindly doing these things. Yeah, they're doing these things, they're following orders, but it's bothering them a lot. Mm-hmm. It really is. And you have to wonder, you know, we have about 700 people who have been killed in the last year. So many more people have been wounded, have lost limbs, have been blinded or deafened. And, you know, this is something that's going to be carried on for decades right. to come.
And you never see them on these glorious homecomings that you see on television.
No, you don't.
You know, and it's disgusting because that's the price of war. Mm-hmm. You know, people think it's like in the movies, like, ooh, I'm shot and I fell down. You know, war is disgusting. You
it
know,
sure
it's
is.
Like, it's a butchering. There's mm-hmm. a butchering going on, and we'll never see that, you know, because Americans have to be protected
right.
because they have to consume. Just consume. Don't worry.
And this
Bush
war,
is in charge.
This war in particular, though, was such an unnecessary and stupid war that it just makes it all the worse that now we're getting into this situation where it's going to be impossible to leave for many, many years. And it could be a lot worse in Vietnam, too. And you won't see other candidates, you won't see Kerry saying, yes, we have to pull out, we have to, you know, fix the country and not have soldiers there anymore and apologize to the world for what we did. You won't see that.
No.
Dennis Kucinich, I think, said that, but nobody else has got the guts to do it.
No.
It's unfortunate.
It won't happen.
631-632-WUSB, do you have the guts to call us and pledge your support? 631-632-9872.
If you appreciate this free speech in your ears here, whether you agree or disagree, this is democracy, baby, and this is what is beautiful about the U.S. of A. And community radio. So give us a call and pledge your support, 631-632-WUSB. We've got 6 minutes.
That's right, 6 minutes. I mean, let's get six calls in those 6 minutes. We have six people in there.
Wow. Isn't that, you just did
kinda,
a 666 kind of thing.
That. Well, you know, a lot of people have accused me of worse. So please give us a call, 631-632-9872. Again, we have a special offer that's only good for the next 6 minutes. And that is the 2600 T-shirts along with the WUSB premiums for pledges of $35, $50, and 90.1. We have three different T-shirts. You can select one of three, or you can get all three, up to you. We have the blue box design, we have the corporate lawsuit design, and we have the government seal design.
Plus all the USB stuff, which is all new for this year. It's the short sleeve T-shirt is an olive shirt mm-hmm. with white lettering featuring the new WUSB logo, and the long sleeve T-shirt is a black shirt with white lettering.
Quite,
and it's available sizes small through double XL. 631-632-WUSB, and we'll take MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover. So grab the card, grab the phone, it's in your pocket, they're both in your pocket, and give a call and pledge your support for Off the Wall. And, you know, it would be so great to hear from some of the people in the military that you had just mentioned that you had been in contact with. They can email you and be a part of the program.
That's true, but I don't want them to get confined to quarters or anything like that.
Okay.
You know,
I was just trying to get you to... OTW at 2600.com.
That's right. That's our email address. I appreciate people communicating. They come on to IRC, and I even talk to a couple in person sometimes, and it's just, it's good to know that there's people out there that aren't idiots, that are thinking, that have consciences, and you know, it goes against whatever you're told in the mass media, that there are people out there that, you know, are human beings, are friends.
Yes.
And we need to think about that as well. 631-632-9872. We have one call on the line. We have four open lines. Please fill up those lines. Let's go out with a flourish. We have 4 minutes left.
We need a flourish.
A big flourish. If you don't feel that the mass media is doing a good job, a good enough job getting you information, if you don't feel you have a voice, that your vote doesn't matter, that what you say isn't heard by anybody, well, we're here to prove you wrong. We're here to show you that, you know, we can provide you with that forum. But you need to be there for us as well, because that's what makes it all possible. 631-632-9872. Every pledge matters. Every amount matters. We have all kinds of different premiums and pledge levels in there. The people that answer the phone will be able to help you with that. 631-632-9872.
There might be many music fans listening as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have, you can get four CDs for a contribution of $35, one from the master list, one from the extra list. Mm. You can get the WUSB compilation CD, Not Just Another Pretty Voice. And also, there's a Bob Dylan sampler in the package and a Blackmore's Night, all kinds of stuff. We can make a deal with you, and we'll work it out. But you have to be the one to head on over to the telephone, grab your credit card, grab the phone, give us a call. 631-632-9872.
I want to thank everybody who's called in this hour. We have had a pretty strong showing. I think the phone lines have almost always been lit in one way or another. 631-632-9872. Again, these are the last couple of minutes for us, for this radio program, for this marathon. And we just like to have as many of you participate as possible. It's a good feeling. It really is when you're a part of the whole thing and you know that you're making an investment in radio. You know?
Yeah.
Because all the big corporations are making investments in radio and they're taking over the stations and programming them all the way that they want to program them to sound identical. But by you making an investment in radio, it's more of a grassroots thing where you are keeping the voice alive, where you're participating in the process.
Which is essential to this type of broadcasting. We need people who are active, and we just can't, you know, we can't afford passive listeners. We really need people to step up to the plate and pledge any dollar amount to keep WUSB alive and thriving with zero commercials, zero corporate hands, no corporate greed, no mm-hmm. corporate influence. The only time corporations get involved is because we get CDs delivered from corporations.
That's right.
That's really about it.
Bill, we're out of time. I want to thank everybody for calling in. Please, you have two more minutes to call us. 631-632-9872. Pledge your support. And we'll be back next week with a regular program, right?
You can call during a blues show.
You can call during, they'll be getting blues premiums, won't they?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, there's the blues program's coming up next. Yeah.
So so you got 1 minute to get the 2,600 premiums, three different 2,600 T-shirts for $90.10 on top of the USB stuff. 631-632-9872.
It's almost too good to believe. But you know what's really almost too good to believe is just the fact that this place is still here, and that we're able to have conversations like we've had over the last hour, and that we'll be here in the future.
And I want to thank Emmanuel for having me here, Brother Bill.
I hope to see you in the future.
Yes, I'll get a little plug-in. My program can be heard on these airwaves on Thursday afternoons. That's 2:30 to 5:30, which I guess would be 6:30 UTC.
There you go. You can announce the UTC time on the radio then?
No.
It's kind of cool.
I'm starting today. But I think I play a lot of music that a lot of hacker types would be interested in. A lot of edgy, electronic, whacked-out stuff.
Opera.
And that can be heard.
We like opera.
Opera. Yeah, I'll ban. If they call up and want to hear some opera, I could play opera.
You see, you can't do that on Z100.
That's right. That's High Technology Radio Thursday afternoons here at WUSB.
631-632-9872. Get that last call in. We'll see you next week. Have a good night.
Thank you.